All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on this, the 21st day of August, 2018. Before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you that I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. It's published every week, and then there's a summary letter that's published monthly that brings the best of each week back to my subscribers. You can sign up for my letter at miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or call us here in New York at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Call during normal work hours. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? Go to ChenPicks.com, ChenPicks.com. Chen is especially astute in the area of biotechnology. He's done extremely well for his clients and for his own account. And so if you're interested in that area, you might want to tune in with Chen. He really knows the principles in a lot of these developing companies and is very much involved keeping up to date with what's going on internally as much as possible with the companies that he follows and puts his own money into. So it's ChenPicks.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also, want to encourage you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises, sending them along to questionsfortaylor at gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. Would also like to mention that you can follow me on Twitter. The Twitter handle for me is Jay Taylor Media, J-A-Y Taylor Media. Also want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are RN Resources, Bonterra Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Klondike Gold Corp, Novo Resources, and Great Bear Resources. The title of today's show was going to be Worshipping the State, How Liberalism Became Our State Religion. Well, the name of the show, as advertised, was taken from a book that was written with that same title, authored by Dr. Benjamin Weicker. He's a professor at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. Unfortunately, Dr. Weicker has fallen ill and will not be with me today, though I do hope to have him sometime in the future on this show. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I should say, I was able to arrange for Dan Oliver to be with me in Dr. Weicker's place to talk about the credit cycle, and based on an article that he has recently written, I'm retitling today's show, Looking for the First Cockroach to Emerge. Well, based on Dan's August 16th article he shared with investors, we hope to get his idea about, are there some cockroaches starting to peer in around the edges of the door and underneath the woodwork? Dan should be able to help us. This morning I read an article by George Will, titled America is Overdue for Another Economic Disaster. Now, this may be wishful thinking on the part of the neocon George Will, who is among those who despise Donald Trump with an unfathomable hatred, perhaps because the Donald would like to do business with other countries rather than wage war against them, as I think George Will would suggest would be the better for us. But indeed, there is no denying that we are overdue for a major correction in the stock market and another recession, unfortunately. These things happen. As the article rightly reminds us, assuming the stock market holds together for another day tomorrow, the U.S. stocks will have officially enjoyed the longest run in history. This bull run began on March 6, according to this report, 2009, just 1 week before the birth of this show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times, started 1 week after that, back in the middle of March 2009. Back then, there was a lot of gloom and doom, and it was the time when the numbers of listeners on this show grew very dramatically because gold was indeed seen as a safe haven. And, of course, money pumped into the economy to try to hold the global system together did lead to a rise in the price of gold upwards to over $1,900 at one point. Anyway, Dan Oliver will be with me during the second half of today's show to see if we can identify some of the emerging cockroaches that may be giving us a hint that we better batten down the hatches. Right after our first commercial break, I will be speaking with Dr. Quentin Henning. He'll join me to provide an update on the remarkable story of Noble Resources and its quest to find the next Witwaters Rand deposit in northwestern Australia. And things have been quiet for the past number of months in terms of assays and bulk samples, but there's some very important work that's going on and ongoing exploration work that I think is very important, and we'll look to talk to Dr. Henning about that after our first commercial break. But right now, I'm pleased to tell you Michael Oliver is with me. Michael Oliver, no relative of Dan Oliver, Michael always reminds me, but he's here to give us his latest thoughts on the gold market. And you know, those of us who have been gold bulls have not been all that pleased about the action of the gold markets of late. But thanks for joining me, Michael. What are you seeing in the gold markets now?
Well, here's what we see: the decline was deeper than we thought. I'll admit that, and it was also more protracted. Normally, when we measure markets via monthly momentum against a three-month average, for example, and we plot the momentum trend, the duration of it, you get five or six bars in one direction, you know, 5 or 6 months. This lasted 8 months. And it was finally in the last couple of months of the decline that they actually made some price downside. The first 4 or 5 months of the downside in momentum actually was very little price decay. So it all sort of came late. And it was a whoosh and a lot of emotion. But when we reassessed everything, big picture down the little, we came up with the conclusion that the big picture stuff, annual momentum, had not changed. The decline has not done enough to hurt, to cause us to do anything more than say, okay, for a while we're neutral, but we're not gone negative. Almost everybody else is negative. In part, that's also due to technical analysis of the dollar, which has been doing the opposite, had a counter-trend rally in the context of a negative annual momentum trend. So it's big trends down. Its trend of the last 4, 5, 6 months has been up. And people are so swayed by that, particularly the persistence of, let's say, the gold drop or the persistence of the dollar index rally, that they get swayed by that because time is a factor, wears on people's nerves, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
And so they all shift over to the opposite side view. Oh, okay, we're bullish on the dollar again, bearish on gold. Well, we didn't change. And frankly, gold is right now, it's 3% off last week's low within a matter of 4 or 5 days. And frankly, if it goes up another percent, as far as I'm concerned, you probably saw the low. So, you know, a percent is like $10, $11 for gold now. So if you go up another percent beyond today's high, I think you've probably seen the low of the move. Then the issue becomes, okay, well, if that was the low, we go back up, at what rate? And, you know, in what manner? Is it slovenly? Is it rapid? And I don't have an answer for that. But I do think that about another percent up in gold for above today's high, and you can probably wipe your brow and say, okay, that was what the bears could do, and it's over, and they're all sitting there short and happy, and then all of a sudden it's going to unwind them to the upside, and dollar back to the downside. And dollar, by the way, is down very sharply today. And from last week's high, it's down 190 some odd points, which is, you know, that dollar index. It's a big move, rapid move. Euro has also turned back up sharply. So a lot of these factors that have been counter trend in our view, starting to unwind, going back toward the major trend direction, which for gold is up.
Very interesting. Michael, in the recent past, you've suggested, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your work has suggested that shares, the gold shares, might outperform bullion in this market. Are you still of that mind?
Yeah, I'm still, despite the tonal nature of gold miners and silver, which matches the gold miners, by the way. What happened is that after the first surge in gold from 2016, early 2016 to the middle, gold miners beat the pants off gold. I mean, there was no percentage comparison. Their percentage up was triple that of gold. Then they fell back into mid-range on the gold mine GDX and ETF. Silver did the same thing, and it fell back to about halfway between the mid-2016 rally high and the 2015 low and went to sleep for over a year. And then recently we rolled over in GDX and silver and sort of swamped out some recent lows, not the 2015 lows, but some other lows that were very obvious. And my suspicion is that was the cleansing effort, that downside, recent downside break. And that if we can flip gold back around, and if you turn the dollar, and it doesn't take much to turn the dollar back down, as far as I'm concerned, then the whole game's back on again. And then again, the issue is, okay, well, assuming the game's flip back to positive, at what speed, what's the nature of it? And I right now, I don't want to venture an opinion on the speed of the upturn. I just know about where I think it will be signaled, and that's, like I said, about 1% above today's high gold, if you can close a day out up there. And is about that same distance below the dollar, for example. Anyway, all these things are tending to move together inversely.
Yeah.
And probably will flip back up, and when they flip back up, I think they'll probably beat gold on a percentage basis.
Yeah. Well, that's and generally when we're in a good long bull run for the precious metals, silver outperforms gold and silver shares as well. So.
Yes. Gold
does a little better.
Will come back as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just one more thing. With about a minute left here, the T bonds. I'm looking at your weekly chart. Boy, there's nothing seems more clear than the breakdown of the T bonds. This is a 15-year chart, I believe. We're going back to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Structure's broken down, hasn't it?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, rates are going higher. You're talking there about a long bond report, T-bond,
right.
Which was 30-year.
Uh-huh.
Same is true with the 10-year T-notes. They've broken massive multi-year structure on momentum. And since May low, in the bonds, it's been our view that there's a counter-trend rally that will occur. And I think there may be more to it. Right now, bonds are at 145 level on the futures. I think you might see 148.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be associated with the stock market wobble, which I suspect is coming up. And again, the stock market topping action is, we sort of projected last year that is it going to be quick or going to be arduous? And we came up with the term arduous and said it's going to be arduous. And boy, has it been. I think it's very much like the 2000 top for the S&P. A lot of arm wrestling, upside, downside, but you go nowhere for so long. People forget that you haven't gone anywhere for so long. And then finally, late in the year, they roll you over.
Mm-hmm.
And next year is the real payoff on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
This year is the transition. And that's my outlook right now. And ultimately, that bond market will be a contributor to that stock market rollover because they put up with rates to some extent. But I think a long bond is going to 4.25%. Right now it's about 3.
Wow.
And that's a pretty good move.
Well, that would give a lot of competition for the equity markets. And, of course, as long as people stay convinced that the system is intact and there's no big danger as there was in 2002, 2008, 2009, they stay in the system one place or another, in and out of stocks, into bonds, out of stocks, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But when the system breaks down, that's what we want to talk to Dan Oliver, your namesake, in the last section today to talk about this whole notion of the emerging cockroaches, as he calls them, the problems that are starting to emerge globally. Because we saw a real loss of confidence in the system in 2008, 2009. I'm not cheering for that, Michael. Nobody should be, but, the laws of nature will prevail, you know, as well as anybody. You're the one that teaches me that. The laws of nature are really what will prevail, and it doesn't matter what the Fed does ultimately. Markets will go where they have to go.
Can't cheat reality.
Yeah, you can't fool Mother Nature, as they say. Well, thank you, Michael, for being with us. Always
thank
a pleasure
you,
to have you. And we'll look to do it again next week if you're willing and able. Thanks so much. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Dr. Quentin Henning, one of my favorite people, will be back to talk about Noble Resources and their search for the next Witwaters Rand deposit in northwestern Australia. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Dr. Quentin Henning.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.